The Franketel, Deus Hic 2. Following Tweya 2 breathing crisis, and with the tube placidly placed in his esophagus, the papal pope in Rome, global preacher most powerful supreme, oh, was not in good form when the seas of death as death one by one popped in whom him, irreparably tearing the throat and the skin's hem. Back at the tavern in London, the dear vinolent, drunken, queer painter portraiture knew all along once one as the whole of the holy blessed sire father's mouth mouth turns from scream to smear, rising seated darkly in a white frame of dark purple shoulders, drenched in a shower of gold paint, it would be teemer, it's time to deepen the den, to coarsen the crust and seek out the company. A new ideology of evil evil menaces society, and it includes gay wedinger, jolly marriage, abortion abomination and stem cell studia research, wrote the papal Hihei in his best-selling scriptures book Memory and Identity. The Pope's noisy mouth had a mutt and a deceptively brooding chin. Once, oneness, both softly, safely shot at Etnam, papal knights' guards were quickly positioned. There will be no collective revelleria, gaiety, merrymaking, drinker drinking, dancer dancing on tabulous tables, or shaking one's booty a boota around, or laying the shrewd curse, poison, yift the gift of one's maladia, this sickness on need at the feet of the lifeless pontiff. A sea of pilgrims mourn, move in silent procession, past the holy course, corpse, carina, carcass, arrayed, laid out, prepared solemnalia in full ceremony. But this deathly death is short-lived. Soon cries rise from St. Peter's Square, the Pope is dead, long live the Pope's Rottweiler. Beloved sisters in the Lord, letter to women, 10th July 1995. To grope tenderly a conscience in shrift, in preaching is my diligencer. I walk any walker, I fish any fisher. His word is set, amen, and tenter to spread intent. I greet you all most cordially, women throughout the world. What great appreciation must be shown to those women who, with a heroic love for the child they have conceived, proceed with the pregnancy resulting from the injustice of rape. Here we are thinking of atrocities perpetrated not only in situations of war still so common in the world, but also in societies which are blessed by prosperity and peace and yet are often corrupted by a culture of hedonistic permissiveness. The choice to have an abortion always remains a grave sin. The holy painter staring blankly stands between two animal carcasses suspended on hooks, has his photograph taken. Women of Bosnia, women of Rwanda, women of Afghanistan, women of Bengal, Kurdish women, women of Chechnya, when 30 tyrants full of cursedness had a slave Fidun in Atenas, at Festa they commanded his daughters for Tarista, and bringing them before him in despite, all naked, to fulfill his foul delight, their foul delight, and in their father's blood they made them dancer upon the pavement, God, Yevahem, mischancer. Women and children of Sudan, women of Colombia, Kashmiri women, Punjabi, women of France, women of Britain, women of Finland, women of America, they of Messina, later Enquire and Seke of Lacedaemonia, 50 maidens Eke, on which their world and doom, their lecheria and foul delight. Sisters and nieces, mothers, aunts and daughters, Deus hic, God is drunk. At these words, heaven rose glued, the deepest sound, a song sungen, entuned, intoned, a dense clamor cries out, love is leaving, the earth quaketh, shakes under their feet, some sort of deep tabour of drum or drone, my tala is almost done. Some sour, some saying goes, some sane, some say they saw, they fooled the crowds, ensemble bleeding incest, sister, the sky is dreaming, drumming up red clouds of red blood, an ocean of blood, ocean. Amongst them they say they saw the jolly painter departed, swimmers floating, and all the time farting in the hooter, hot summer, heat, heater, with the glee of an Ashbury John. Others say that it was the old papa's body finally flying free, quit of its distasteful contenere. Here endeth the Franco tale.